Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 9 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I am joined once again by the best co-host in internet radio, Miss Cal.
Good evening, Ace. How are you doing?
I am absolutely wonderful. How are you?
I couldn't be better if I were twins, and that's kind of scary, if you know what I mean.
That is a very scary thought.
If you were not at the UAW Hall this past Saturday night in Fairfield, you missed undoubtedly one of the, if not the best show out there, because it was action-packed beginning to end. The crowd was hot. There was literally standing room only. And Ace, you can vouch for it. You were sitting right there ringside with a big shout out to our guys home from the road, home from wrestling. And it was a wild night. It was truly expect the unexpected.
It certainly was a wild night.
Some very uncomfortable moments for some people, myself included. But we will get to those because we are going to recap this past Saturday night and discuss some of the upcoming events that the NWF has, because we are on the road. Now, normally you would say a pre-show match. It's kind of like a warm-up, kind of get the crowd, you know, check the pulse of the crowd. Well, I am telling you what. If they were checking the pulse of the crowd, they weren't just checking it. They were raising the pulse of the crowd. Because in what we call our Fairfield Pizza bonus match of the night, you had, as he likes to be referred to, your girlfriend's favorite wrestler, the Swinger, Jerry Fitzgerald, taking on a fan favorite and somebody that I feel has really come into his own, stepped up his game. I wouldn't be surprised if before this year's out, we see a title on this young man. None other than the incomparable Justin Lane.
You're right. They've both, Fitzgerald just recently returned to the NWF, and you know, I think he's a little more aggressive than he was when he originally left.
Oh, undoubtedly he's more aggressive, and that's, the Swinger is a very talented individual when he chooses to be. But that aggressive streak makes him dangerous.
And Justin Lane, he found that out the hard way. And yeah, I agree. By the time the year's out, I think Justin Lane will be a champion.
Exactly. Unfortunately, he did come up just a little bit short as he fell victim to the Swinger. Swinger did pick up what appeared, from my viewing angle, appeared to be a very clean pin, which, with the Swinger, you know, you're never 100% sure with him. Because he is a very, I'll just say, devious individual. Never sure what direction he's coming from. Speaking, though, of returns, we saw the return of the bronze god, Danny Todd, this past Saturday in Fairfield, as he went one-on-one with the coach, the man who actually helped Danny Todd when he first got started in the Northern Wrestling Federation, Christopher Michael Lotus.
You know, I think myself, along with, I would say, 95% of that crowd were absolutely stunned when Danny Todd walked through that curtain.
You never know who's going to show up at the WWE event.
It was a pleasant surprise because I have always enjoyed Danny Todd as a wrestler. But it was definitely a surprise. And like you said, those two had a great match.
Oh, absolutely. You want to talk about two people that know each other very well. Like I said, when Danny Todd first came into the NWF, Lotus helped him out a lot. He was basically, for all intents and purposes, the coach. Because Danny Todd was pretty well plucked from obscurity when he came in. And a lot of guys tried to take advantage of that fact, and Lotus stepped in and helped Danny Todd. So, obviously, based on the fact that Christopher Michael Lotus is on a hot, hot roll, this is his second big victory in a row there in Fairfield. He got a huge pinfall on Danny Todd this past Saturday. And just back in December, he picked up a huge victory in that triple threat match where it was him, the 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson, and the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams. So, leads you to think, what's in the future of Christopher Michael Lotus? Because he's obviously, in my opinion, he's an underrated performer who I think is really just, it's no more, I'm going to wait for my time to come. He's taking the spotlight. He's running with it. And I'm very interested to see what the future has to hold for Christopher Michael Lotus, as well as the returning bronze god, Danny Todd.
Absolutely. This year is just getting started, and it's already off to a very fast start.
Absolutely. We also had a couple of tag team matches. First, I'm going to touch on, though, you saw the team of Mr. Reality Check and Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed, taking on the team of none other than legendary Larry D, one of the hardest hitting men in the business. And believe me when I tell you, he has earned this moniker, the King of the Fight, the Titan. These four individuals.
Another very hard hitting individual.
Oh, absolutely. You want to talk about four people that know each other well, though. Titan and Andrew Reed have went back and forth. Mr. Reality Check and legendary Larry D have both been in this business for a while, so I'm sure they've crossed paths more than a few times. And you saw the Titan and Larry D, and this isn't to diminish this match, but there is a point I'm making by not going into great detail. You saw Larry D and the Titan pick up a huge victory over Mr. Reality Check and Andrew Reed. But then we saw the emergence again of the 7-foot-1 giant, that monster who leaves nothing more than a path of destruction in his wake. Big Cuz went after anything that was moving in that ring when he got out there. Unfortunately, that happened to be legendary Larry D, who he left laying in the middle of that ring. Don't get me wrong, Larry put up one hell of a fight. But Big Cuz is trying to get his point across to somebody, and it looks like he was making a point to Larry D this past Saturday night in Fairfield.
Absolutely. And like you said, Larry D put up one hell of a fight, and he never backed down. Which
no.
takes a heck of a lot of guts to stand up to somebody that size.
Oh, absolutely. But Larry D, just like the Titan, neither one of those individuals are known from backing down from a fight. It doesn't matter if they're the smallest guy in that ring or if they're the biggest guy in that ring. They're not backing down from anybody. And Larry D proved that when he stood toe-to-toe with Big Cuz unfortunately, Big Cuz did get the upper hand in that. And we will actually see those two go one-on-one when we return to Fairfield on February the 23rd. And I'm very interested to see, with him having, with him no longer having the element of surprise in his favor, can he still get a big victory over somebody like legendary Larry D? It just, it's one of, that's a remains to be seen moment.
Absolutely.
Another.
I'll be there.
You better be. We've all become very accustomed to Pompano Joe holding his open homie don't play that. I'm sorry, his homie don't play that open challenge. For over a year and a half, Pompano Joe has never been pinned hosting this challenge until this past Saturday night. Pompano Joe holding that open challenge, and none other, the person who accepted that challenge was none other than Austin Tyler Morris. Very talented young man. Very, for lack of everything, I'm going to call him, he's very ballsy. He got in there with Pompano Joe and he did not back down one bit.
No, he did not.
I was really impressed.
I've never seen him wrestle before. You know, I'm always looking at new people that I've never seen wrestle before, and I can be somewhat critical, but he really impressed me.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you saw him, he got a pinfall on Pompano Joe, even after Pompano Joe went to that trademark throwing powder in the man's eyes. ATM was able to overcome that and get a pinfall victory, which really just sent Pompano Joe on a downward spiral, attacking this young man, just absolutely trying to brutalize him after that match. I mean, he was like watching a kid throwing a temper tantrum is basically what that looked like.
Yeah, pretty much. That is a very accurate description.
We then saw one of the finest superstars to ever come through the NWF, Wildcat Chris Harris. He had asked for some interview time, came out to the ring, wanted to address the NWF Army a little bit. And who had to come out and spoil this, what was expected to be a really nice moment? Then we've now heard the genuine superstar, Anthony Bryant. Now, I should have known better, because I've known both of these individuals for a very long, long time. I should have known better than to think Anthony Bryant could have been decent for one night. Shown some respect to somebody that I feel really helped him a lot. But instead, he belittled Chris Harris. He tried to take all the credit for any success that himself, Wildcat, and Lord Crew had as a unit. When everybody knows, A, it was a joint effort, and B, nothing, taking nothing away from the talent and the ability of Lord Crew and Anthony Bryant. But Wildcat Chris Harris was the glue that held that team together. And he was a great guiding influence whether it had been for the dark side or not, he played a huge hand in the success of that unit. And Anthony Bryant just absolutely belittled him. Used that nightstick, cracked Chris Harris in the head with it. I mean, absolute utter disrespect. I was disgusted with his actions.
Yeah, Anthony Bryant made it crystal clear by his actions that the only person he cares about is Anthony Bryant.
Absolutely. So we're just kind of waiting to see what kind of response Wildcat Chris Harris is going to have to those actions and what, if any, are there going to be repercussions regarding the genuine superstar.
You know, there's a third person in that situation. I would like to see what Lord Cruz's response to Anthony Bryant's actions will be.
Could be very interesting.
Because they had some tension between themselves before that group ever split up. So I would like to see what his reaction will be.
Absolutely. We saw for the tag team championship, two members of the Protected Ones, Muldoon and David Tyler, being accompanied by Nate Pelly, who is the CEO, take on Dustin Jobs and Stewie Staggs, the Natty Boys. And what really had the potential to be a really good match. I'm not saying it wasn't a good match, but it was definitely, there were definitely a lot of shenanigans going on.
Well, anytime you got Nate Pelly at ringside, there's going to be shenanigans. There's going to be some interference. There's going to be some distraction of some sort. There's going to be some bending of the rules whenever Pelly is around.
Bending, that's a nice way to say that.
Yeah, well, I like Nate, so I figured I'd be a little nice.
Well, you can speak for yourself on that one. But this is pretty, for all the purposes, I mean, it was a very back and forth contest. Natty Boys did come out on top retaining those titles by disqualification, because when it just looked like they had that pinfall lock, stock, barrel in hand, Nate Pelly pulls the referee out of the ring. And it's like, what in the world? And then to boot it all, we found out later in the night, when we returned to Fairfield for NWF Shot Through the Heart on February the 23rd, David Tyler and Muldoon get a rematch. Okay, not upset about that. But where it crosses the line is Nate Pelly has appointed himself the special guest referee for that tag team championship match between Muldoon and David Tyler taking on the Natty Boys. Now tell me that's not going to be the most unfair contest on the face of this earth.
Well, you know, in Nate's defense, completely playing devil's advocate here, once upon a time, Nate Pelly was a very gifted referee.
Nate Pelly may have been a gifted referee at one point, but he is in the back pocket of the Protected Ones now.
That is very true. And I'm not saying it's going to be a fair match. I don't expect him to call it down the middle whatsoever.
I'm glad we agree on that. Did you know he's not? Because he's a... I'm trying to be very ladylike about this. He's a real piece of work. I'll say it that way. That is the politest way I can say it, and that is the most PG way I can say it.
I would have to agree with that.
I think it would be by the grace of God and one heck of a miracle to see the Natty Boys retain those titles on February 23rd when we head back to Fairfield. In what was undoubtedly probably one of the most uncomfortable moments of the night. Because there were a couple that were a little uncomfortable. We saw an intergender match between the 22-year-old stud Jay Donaldson and NWF fan favorite Nikki Victory. Jay had everything to lose and gain in this match. Because if he won the match, he got to remove that mask, which he has been whining about for months.
You know, to be fair, the match itself wasn't uncomfortable. The match itself was actually outstanding.
The ending of that match is what got uncomfortable, and that's where I was referring to being uncomfortable.
Oh, absolutely.
But if he lost that match, he was going to leave the NWF forever. Now, like you said, it was an outstanding match. Nikki Victory brought it all. I really think Jay Donaldson had underestimated her. Like, completely underestimated the abilities of Nikki Victory. And even Nate Pelly tried to talk him out of this match before it ever started. So that tells me they were worried that he was going to lose and leave forever. Senior official Brian Barton, who was the referee assigned to that contest, I have never, in all the time that I have seen that man referee, I have never seen anything make him uncomfortable until this past Saturday night. Because it is with a heavy, heavy heart and utter disgust that I am going to say the winner of that contest was Jay Donaldson when he hit his patented brain buster on Nikki Victory. But it wasn't just, the brain buster wasn't the only part that made people uncomfortable. It was the knee strikes to the head. I mean, I get it. She was in there with the men. She wants to be in there with the men, her and Big Mama both. And I applaud them for it because I think they are tremendous, tremendous competitors. Not just tremendous competitors because they're women, but tremendous competitors overall. I think they are two of the most talented women out there. Nikki Victory has all the potential in the world. I think she's going to make something of herself. She is a standout, and that match could have went either way. It unfortunately went in the favor of Jay Donaldson. But I'm going to say this. Nikki Victory has nothing to be ashamed of in regards to that match.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I truly could not have been more proud of any competitor than I was of her at that moment because it was absolutely incredible. Now, like most people, I'm sure you enjoy a good old-fashioned grudge match.
Oh, absolutely.
We saw one hell of a grudge match between Nasty Russ and the absolute best, the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez. I mean, these two, it initially started out over the Unified Championship. Well, it has gone beyond that. These two just want to rip each other apart. They want to hurt each other.
Yeah,
and
this
this
isn't two guys that don't like each other. This is two guys who hate each other and would probably like to see the other's careers end sooner rather than later.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you saw chairs get involved. I mean, it was just, there was nothing psychology-wise. I saw no psychology in this match, or very little. The only thing they did was they tried to rip each other apart. It wasn't just, let me focus on this body part. This was, I'm trying to hurt them completely. Head to toe, don't matter what part of the body, I'm attacking everything. I mean, you want to talk about two guys that, and here's the bad part. Bravo, Nasty Russ. He picked up the victory with a handful of tights. I don't think this is over. Matter of fact, I think it's far from over because these two, I really don't think it's going to be over until one of their careers has ended. Or until one of them can concede that the other one is the better man, which, if you've ever spoken to either one of them,
that'll never happen.
See that happening. No.
So, yeah, I think it's going to take one of their careers ending for this to truly be over.
We saw. Oh, I have no doubt. We saw probably for the first time since he has won this championship, we saw the Tri-State Championship on the line, Adam Swayze legitimately going one-on-one with Jesse Hyde. No Rex, no Gideon, because they were barred from the building. And to my surprise and dismay, Adam Swayze did walk out with a pinfall. Not really a clean pinfall, but a pinfall. And, you know, Jesse Hyde brought his A game, and Swayze still managed to squeak out that victory. The crowing and the bragging is never going to end after this. You are aware of that, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
What was going to be and what should have been the pinnacle match of the night, the NWF Championship on the line, Ryan Stone defending his title against the Star Rider.
Sort of.
And, yeah. And, you know, they hit the Star Rider's music. Didn't come out. All of a sudden, Ryan Stone comes out. They hit his music, Ryan Stone comes out. Acting all somewhat concerned, but smug at the same time. Like, gee, where's the Star Rider? Star Rider's music hits again. The crowd's ready for this match. You see somebody dressed as the Star Rider being accompanied by Muldoon and David Tyler. They made a mockery of that match. An absolute mockery. And who do we find out is under that mask dressed as the Star Rider? None other than the CEO, Nate Pelley. It was an absolute disgrace. But then, and I don't know how good your vantage point was, mine was fantastic for this. We saw Jay Donaldson come through that curtain like he had just been tossed. And lo and behold, who comes out? Then the real Star Rider.
Yeah, I wasn't able to see that part. I did see the Star Rider come out. I did not see how Jay Donaldson went through the curtain, but I did see Star Rider come out, and I was absolutely thrilled to see that until he hit the ring.
And, you know, he did well, you know, got all the bullcrap out of the ring. Got all the trash out. Referee no more than rings the bell to start the real match. And Ryan Stone, the coward that claims to be, and I can't say he claims because he is, but the man that has the audacity to call himself the NWF champion, which in my opinion, no champion should act the way he acts. Hits the Star Rider with a low blow, getting himself disqualified to retain that title. And then the beatdown begins. Go ahead.
But you see, I applaud Ryan Stone for retaining his title. However, he has virtually guaranteed that the Star Rider is going to get another shot because of the way that match ended.
Has he really, though, because he's got the CEO in his pocket?
Well, that is true. I think sooner rather than later, he's going to regret doing what he did. And I think Nate Pelley is going to have no choice but to grant Star Rider another match. But we shall see.
Absolutely. And then, like I said, then the beatdown begins. You have Ryan Stone, you have Jay Donaldson, you have David Tyler and Muldoon in the ring going after the Star Rider. Who comes out to help Star Rider when Jay Donaldson tries to hit that brainbuster one more time tonight? None other than Nikki Victory, ice shoulder and all. And then he goes to go after her again. Thank you to the entire NWF locker room for coming out for that.
Absolutely. That was a sight to see, the entire locker room emptying to
the aid of Star Rider and Nikki. More so, I think, Nikki Victory, but yeah. And then Nate Pelley announces to them all, if they touch himself or any member of the Protected Ones, and keep in mind, Nate Pelley took great joy in this, they will be fired, just like he fired Jordan Clearwater, and just like he fired Calypso. Goading two men that I think are going to make their presence known And I think at some point would love nothing more than to get their hands on Ryan Stone and Jay Donaldson and legendary Larry D and Josh Adams, which that does remind me, I did miss one point earlier. So just kind of to backtrack just a hair, just a moment, since we are talking about Nikki Victory. Jay Donaldson was going to continue to assault Nikki Victory after their match until Josh Adams came out to make the save. Now, I don't know about you, but that's how a real man should act.
Absolutely.
But like I said earlier, the NWF is on the road. Get your tickets because we are at the historic Ludlow Theater in Ludlow, Kentucky, this Saturday night, February the 2nd. Tickets are available at Ludlow Theater as well as Disc and Bat in Florence. Doors open at 6:30 with a 7:30 bell time. And Ace, check out some of these matches that have been signed already. You're going to see Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed, in a rematch from our last trip to Ludlow, taking on the Star Rider. And he claims this match will end the way the other one should have ended, and that's with Andrew Reed coming out victorious. And there will be no Wildcat Chris Harris there to enlighten the referee as to Andrew Reed's underhanded dealings. This one should have your interest a little bit because I'm definitely interested in seeing how this match goes. In a no disqualification match.
Oh, you've got my attention already.
Right? You've got the 7-foot-1 monster Big Cuz going one-on-one with the King of the Fight, the Titan. And Big Cuz has already sent a warning to the Titan. He said that mask is going to come off, and it is going to come off permanently. So, kind of ominous in a way, but at the same time, that's a very terrifying individual. But Titan is no slouch, and he did not get that moniker, King of the Fight, for no reason.
Absolutely not, but I for one, would not want to be in a no-disqualification match with a man the size of Big Cuz.
Oh, I
would. Because
that
man can already do some serious damage, and when there are no rules, that just amps things up a lot.
We also found out recently Nasty Russ is going to be in action this Saturday night, February the 2nd, at the historic Ludlow Theater. We'll also be returning to our home base at Bone Crushers on February the 9th. That is going to be a doubleheader weekend. The Stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation will be in action Saturday night, February 9th. And the very next day, February 10th, Sunday afternoon, the future of the Northern Wrestling Federation is in action. So fans, get your tickets. Make sure you join us this Saturday night, February the 2nd, at the historic Ludlow Theater in Ludlow, Kentucky. Ace Diamond, have a good night.
Miss Callie, you do the same. Fans, do not miss a second of NWF action in these upcoming weeks. It sounds like it is going to be, as always, spectacular. For Miss Callie, for myself, this is Ace Diamond. Have a great night, everybody.